Pesach Sheni. Tomorrow night is Pesach Sheni. Friday is Pesach Sheni. Without going into great details, what I'm telling you is an overgeneralization. But people who were Tomei and couldn't bring the first Korban Pesach, or they were too far away. Right? When the time came for Shechitas HaPesach, they were outside the place to that they could make Korban Pesach, outside the Azorah, right? Or they were at daybreak of the 14th day of Nisan. They were far enough away from Yerushalayim that they couldn't walk in and get there by the beginning of the time of the Shechita. Even though they could get there in the later afternoon, but they couldn't get there in the beginning of time, and that was from Modi'in and farther out. So if you were in Modi'in, Erev Pesach, right, at daybreak, you're Pater from Korban Pesach, Pesach Rishon. If most Jews were Tamei Meis, right, then the halacha is you bring the Korban Pesach Betumah. And even eat it Betumah. Special halacha. But if only individuals, meaning less than most of Klal Yisrael, were Tamei, then they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. And they have to bring the second Pesach, and there's machlokas in the Gemara how what Pesach Sheni is. It's Yontif Mifnei Atzmo. It's what's it called? It has nothing to do with the first Korban Pesach. It's a second chance. You can bring a Korban Pesach that year if you miss the first one. It doesn't correct what you did, and it's not because you didn't bring the first one. It's a Yontif Mifnei Atzmo. That's not the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon is whatever. Or it's Tashlumim Derishon. It's a makeup carbon. In other words, for not bringing the first one, you have a chance to make it up. But if you didn't make it up, you chayav koresh for the first one. You have a chance to make it up, and it will correct what you didn't do the first one. If you didn't bring the second one, then you chayav koresh, even if you were an honest the first time. One of the nakaminas is if a ger was megayer between the two pesachs. He wasn't chayim in the first korban pesach, so you can't have a makeup korban. There's nothing to make up. But if it's yontif pifnei atzmo, it's a separate day by itself, he's chayim to bring korban pesach sheni. He didn't bring the first one because it was a goy. Or a kid grew up, became bar mitzvah between the two pesachs, and wasn't part of the korban pesach of his parents. So does he have to bring pesach sheni or not? If it's a makeup, there's nothing to make up. He was a kid in the first korban pesach. If it's not a makeup, it's a separate thing, then he has to bring it. The Minhagim, Pesach Sheni doesn't apply today, obviously, just like Korban Pesach Rishon doesn't. There's no Seder. You have to eat Korban Pesach and matzah and maror, and that's it. You can have chametz in the house. There's no Isser of chametz. Just there's a mitzvah of eating. Whatever the mitzvahs of the Korban Pesach were applied on the 14th at night to eat it, and the 14th in the day to bring the Korban. So we remember it. It's a mixus yontif. It's one of the only days where we don't say tachnun on the day, but we say the mincha before. In other words, tomorrow afternoon we'll say tachnun, even though tomorrow night is already Pesach Sheni, because the ikar is in the daytime. It's not the night before. So the mincha is only where the night before is also special. Then you don't say tachnun the mincha before, but where the night isn't special. Right, and that's also like Erev Rosh Hashanah. The night's not special. Erev Rosh Hashanah in the daytime has a certain specialness to it. But the night of Erev Rosh Hashanah is not special at all. And therefore, you do say Tachnun even in the morning, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Yom Kippur is a similar thing. Erev Yom Kippur, the night is not special, the day is. So you say Tachnun Erev Yom Kippur on Mincha, even though you don't say Tachnun Erev Yom Kippur itself. Some have the minig of reading the parsha of what's it called, a Pesach Sheni in Baloscha on Friday. And some have the minig of eating matzah on Friday, zecher to the Korban Pesach. They didn't eat matzah on Pesach Sheni in the daytime. They brought the Korban Pesach. But just like the Afikoman is a zecher to Korban Pesach, eating matzah on Friday is a zecher to Korban Pesach. And some have the minig to eat matzah Friday night. Zecher to the matzah they ate with the Korban Pesach, what's it called, when they brought Pesach Sheni. Some people have the minute to eat both Friday and Friday night matzah. Okay. Whatever you do, like we said Shabbos, you shouldn't have kavanah if you're doing a mitzvah of eating matzah, because it could be baltosif, it could be over an isser. Okay. It's just a zecher. I'm remembering the fact that they at some point people ate matzah that night.